Everything starts up on Saturday. What's going to be happening over at the Brand Center?
On Saturday morning, we have we always start off our event with a pipe ceremony. So that's going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning right at the Brand Center on the lower level. And then our grand entry is going to start right at 12 o'clock. So, you know, prior to that, we have all of our dancers and our singers are going to be registering for the competitions. So we have our dance competitions and a singing competition. So the main, I guess, the pageantry, I guess, that everybody waits to see is going to be the first grand entry at 12 o'clock.
It's a pretty big event to be part of that grand entry. I know both Cody and I last year had that opportunity, and it was quite an honor. The Indigenous Trade Show, maybe highlight some of the things that people can see there, because I know that, like, there are a lot of activities taking place on the dance floor and for the singers and the drummers, but there's also that part of the commerce part of things that people can do some shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. Yeah, we have our Indigenous Trade Show, and that's going to start. Doors are going to be opening up for that at 10 o'clock both days. We have vendors from across the prairies coming in to set up, whether it's going to be like their, you know, handcrafted items, like beadwork or any of the sewing that they might have prepared for. But we also have our Indigenous food vendor, who is Chili for Children. So they are going to be set up all in the Egg X area of the Brand Center.
Now, you have got participants coming in from all over North America, not just here in Saskatchewan. So when people go to the Brand Center, they're going to see license plates from the states and from other provinces too, right? How many people are, well, not how many people, but what regions are they coming from?
I'd say probably from like Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, even with the head staff that we have in, who are going to help run the powwow. We have some coming from Arizona and also from Oklahoma. And another lady, she's coming in from Minnesota. So, yeah, and then there's others coming from Alberta and then right here in Treaty 4 territory.
Now, would this be the biggest powwow celebration in North America?
I'd say we're probably like up there. there's so many other huge celebrations that are actually going on this weekend too. So, you know, we want to wish everybody wherever they're traveling that they have safe travels. But yeah, it's just like I said, we're up there with many of the other celebrations that are taking place.
Now, before we let you go, Bonnie, that's maybe one thing just to inform people that maybe don't realize the significance, the cultural, the spiritual significance of the spring powwow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is going to be the 46th year of the powwow. And, you know, it started out with, you know, just a small celebration with students and, you know, the faculty staff who were organizing it way back then. And so it's grown over the years. So it's something that, you know, we still take a lot of pride in, and a lot of pride in the planning, you know, and making sure that we have, you know, make sure that we incorporate, you know, our traditions, not just from, you know, our, like, all of the areas, I guess, whether it's the Cree or the Dakota, the Soto, the Dene, Nakota, Lakota. So we make sure we incorporate, you know, all of their traditions as well.
All righty. Well, we'll leave it there, Bonnie. Thank you so much. And the tickets still available for this one, right?
Yes, they are. They can anyone can purchase at the box office. So they're going to be $23 for the weekend, a weekend wristband, and $18 for a daily pass.
Well, we'll see you out there on Saturday. We'll be on location from 11 till 3. Okay. Bonnie Rock Thunder, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Yeah, look forward to meeting you.